The first reading today, we hear about what St. Peter did when he went into the home of these Gentile people and prayed for them, and the Holy Spirit descended upon them. And they marveled at all of this. How could people who are not Jewish receive the Holy Spirit? Why would Peter, a faithful Jewish man, go into the house of somebody who is unclean? That would automatically make a Jewish person ritually impure. But Peter explained to them what happened, that the Lord had shown him this sheet-like thing with all the animals, and many of those animals, as we know, for the Jewish people, would be considered unclean. They couldn't eat them. But remember, in the Gospels, Jesus proclaimed all foods to be clean. But nonetheless, with that mindset that they had grown up with, they continued along that path that they were on. But our Lord said to him, "What God has declared clean, you are not to declare unclean." In other words, as Peter understood, because immediately these people came to the house and said, "An angel appeared and told us to come and get you." Peter understood. These people, whom the Jewish people looked at as being unclean, God had now declared them to be clean. That God could choose even people whom the Jewish people wouldn't have expected. God doesn't change. God will choose people that we don't expect. And as I always like to point out, go home and look in the mirror. God chose someone that no one would expect, didn't he? No one's going to look at many of us and say, "Of course God picked you. You are the holiest, the best, the greatest. Nobody's better than you. Of course he picked you." Maybe they could say that about you. I can guarantee you they can't say that about me. I know why God chose me, because he couldn't find anyone worse. So he chooses the pathetic ones. He chooses the least. He chooses the lowborn. He chooses the ones the world considers to be nothing. So why would we be surprised? What he chooses are the ones who will accept the truth. Jesus, as we heard in the gospel, lays down his life for his sheep. There are many people who do not want to accept Jesus. There are many who will give him lip service, but their hearts aren't with him. So God will choose the ones who will say yes. The people who oftentimes are the ones who say yes are not the ones that most people would expect. And quite honestly, if you listen to some of the conversion stories, they didn't even expect it. They were on a different path, and something happened, and all of a sudden they changed. God touched their hearts, just as he's touched ours. And all we can do is look at that and say, if God can choose somebody like me, then why can't he choose somebody else? Who am I to say who God can choose and whom he cannot? So are we willing to open ourselves and let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do? Which means he's going to work in ways that we might not expect. Which means, like our own selves, he's going to choose people that we might not expect. All we have to do is follow. What happened with St. Peter is not what he would have expected. This isn't the way that a Jewish person would have been thinking. God was asking him to do something that went against everything that he had been taught. That was hard. And yet Peter had to say, "I'll follow the Holy Spirit. I will follow where he's going to lead me." You and I have to say the same thing. God's going to ask hard things of us sometimes. It'd be real nice if he just made it easy. It'd be really nice if he wrote it down and said, here's what I want you to do. It's not the way that he works. He's asking for faith. And so he's going to ask things that are going to challenge us, that are going to test us to see if we will be faithful. So since he's already called us unexpectedly, then let him work in unexpected ways. God's desire is to save your soul and to save the souls of as many people as we can, as we can bring with us. And so it's to bring us deeper and deeper and deeper into the mystery of Jesus Christ. How that's going to happen may be a little different for each one of us, but the goal is the same: your holiness, your salvation. So however he's going to work in your life to bring that about, let him work. Don't try and tell him you can't do it that way. That's not the way that I've seen when I heard about this or that. Your circumstances may be different. He'll work as he needs to. Our task is to try not to put a roadblock in the way, to leave our hearts open and allow the Holy Spirit to work as he will.